It's your host, CJ Hogan, and welcome to a brand new episode of the CJH Podcast. On the CJH Podcast, we talk movies, TV shows, rants, and speculation. Sometimes we even talk conspiracy theories. And we're back with episode 12 of the CJH Podcast.
This is your host, CJ Hogan. And then the following clip will be an interview that we played live on the page Geekdom Fans Unleashed and on the YouTube channel, the CJH. We hope you enjoy it. It's definitely a good chat. But here we go.
And hello there. It's the CJH. And I'm broadcasting on Geekdom Fans Unleashed. We're going to be having an interview, hopefully, with the director of an upcoming fan film called Jade. It was originally called Jade, but it's about Mara Jade. So yeah, we should be up and running in 3, 2, 1. Hello there. Are you there?
It's called Fate of the Force.
Fate of the Force, you were listening there. Awesome. So can you tell the subscribers and the followers what your movie's about?
Well, it's a Mara Jade origin story. We're using it to promote childhood cancer research awareness. And it's basically telling the story of how she became Mara Jade. I'm sorry about all the dings. I've got people blowing up.
No problem. Right now. Don't worry about the distraction. I've had many distractions on my end. Could you get into like what the characters are and what their motivations are and the locations and.
Well, without too many spoilers, I play her father, Othar Jade, and we have Emily Gomez playing her mother, and they're two Jedi Knights. They fall in love. They get married, breaking the Jedi code, and they see. How do I say that without spoiling it? They get expelled from.
Yeah. Well, do you just explain what has been in the trailer? So. Pretty much.
So they break the Jedi code, and obviously they do get busted, which prevents them from being killed in Order 66 because they're no longer Jedi.
Yeah.
And they move to a planet, and they decide to live out the rest of their lives. But of course, they're not going to get away with living peacefully. Obviously, they're going to be having difficulties that they overcome, of course. And in the process, they have a daughter named Mara, and they raise her as best they can, but she's influenced by the dark side due to several factors that I can't talk about right now.
Yeah.
And as everybody knows, she eventually becomes the Emperor's Hand. God, they are blowing up my phone.
Yeah, they're blowing up my phone, too. Just mute the notifications for a while. From what I'm hearing is it's been a long few years trying to get this project going. What sort of issues have you come across with this fan film?
Most of the issues we're coming up with are budgetary.
Yeah.
Lucasfilm is very, very, and Disney are very, very, I don't want to
Strict.
say there's no, yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. They're very strict on what you can raise, what you can't raise. Of course, you can't profit from anything that they do
Yeah.
because it's their intellectual property.
Exactly.
But I do have expenses that I have to cover, you know, like costuming and props and feeding the cast and crew and, you know, stuff like that. We're trying to raise about 50,000, which does not sound like a lot for a
Yeah.
film. It, you know, should cost millions, but you know, that money will be well used, and anything left over, of course, we're going to donate to St. Jude's Children's Hospital and Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Absolutely, which sounds a lot like the Expanded Universe Twin Suns Foundation, and I think I brought that up in the chat as well. That they donate towards children's hospitals and all that, and they donate the Expanded Universe Legends novels to children in need, and you know, I'm assuming that's what your project is also sort of
Yes.
similar
Yeah,
to.
exactly.
Yes.
We
So yeah.
just released our second trailer,
Yes. And can
and
you tell our followers about that trailer and the process of getting that done?
yeah, they can go to YouTube and look up Motion Sound and Magic Films, and they'll find it on there. Yeah, I just took footage that we've already shot. You know, we're not nearly finished with completing the film yet. We still have a lot to shoot. And like I said, it is a process. We're getting there, but eventually we're going to have so much material that we're going to do a massive trailer towards the release, and hopefully we're going to release this thing in summer of 2021. We may actually get done early, but I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Star Wars 3 has also run into a lot of problems. I mean, it was a miracle that they were able to release their Vader fan film when they did. I mean, they went through tons of problems with, you know, trying to get that done. And that's even like a fraction of, because your fan film is like 2 hours long, isn't it?
It is going to be the longest, not only the longest fan film, but we may actually have the longest Star Wars film, including all of the saga films. We're looking right now at 2 hours and 50 minutes on paper. Now, when I say on paper, when you write a script, the rule of thumb is 1 minute per page. If you take the number of pages that I have written for this film, we're at 2 hours and 53 minutes, which is a really long film. Originally, I was going to do it as a trilogy, but that became problematic expense-wise. I mean, it was going to be doing one film was hard enough. Doing 3 2-hour films, and I have enough material that I could write in, that I have written in, that I could do 3 2-hour films. But unless I'm able to raise, you know, $500,000 to do it, it's not possible. I mean, we're looking, if I were to do that, the best I could hope for would be like a 2030 release date. And I mean, that's just not going to happen.
Exactly. I mean, Star Wars 3, they're even having trouble trying to bring out the second episode, let alone,
Yeah.
yeah.
And they're doing 15-minute films. I mean, I'm
Exactly.
doing, you know,
Yeah.
so. It's
Exactly.
audacious, but we're going to get it done because it's for a good cause. I mean, we've got, and when
Absolutely.
I say it to bring awareness to childhood cancer research, I've actually written in a scene. You know, people were like, "Well, what is this? What does Star Wars have to do with childhood cancer?" I've
It
written in a scene.
Katie.
Go ahead.
For the
Oh,
followers, let's explain, you know, what Katie has to do with Star Wars.
well, it's not just Katie. Well, Katie was the inspiration. Katie was she, Alban Johnson's daughter, Katie Johnson. She died, I believe, in 1998 of brain cancer. He wanted a droid to sit by her bed, stand by her bed, you know, an R2 unit. And so they built her one, and they painted it pink, and they named it R2KT after her. R2KT is in our film. I've talked to Albin. Albin's going to donate the character to our film. It is a canon character. A lot of people don't know this, but R2KT was in Force Awakens.
Yeah. And she was also in the Clone Wars, I believe.
The Clone Wars. Yes.
Yes.
She was.
That was her first appearance, I think.
But we've made her a main character. This is the first time R2KT is going to be featured in a main film, you know, in a feature film as a main character. She is in a lot of scenes of this film. Like, I started off where I was just going to mention her because I didn't think I could get her, you know, so I was going to have her referenced. But I talked to Albin, and he's willing to bring the droid in. So I wrote it in, like, majors, like, that is the droid that that's their droid, you know. Yeah. And so the parents, and so she's a major character now in the film, and she has her own personality. I've written her own personality. She's kind of snarky and cool, so it's gonna be fun.
Yeah. Could you explain what got you into filmmaking and the motion sound magic film production and all that?
Yeah, I've always wanted to make films. I've my main, you know, what I do for a living is I'm a wedding videographer and wedding photographer. And my wedding videos, I've been told, are rather good. And one of my good friends, who's a colleague in weddings, said, "You should make movies. Your scripts are good. Why don't you start making films?" This was years ago. And I thought, you know, okay, I put it on the back burner, didn't think about it. And one day we went and saw Force Awakens with my daughter. She was 7 at the time. This was, you know, 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. And God, it's been that long. Anyway, yeah. She wanted me to make a little tiny fan film about and have her play Rey. You know, she wanted to be Rey.
Yeah.
So I wrote a small script. And then I thought, well, instead of Rey, why don't I do Mara? Because no one's done Mara. There is no Mara Jade origin story. Like, the only reference to Mara Jade's origin is one line in one book. I forget which book off the top of my head. But they said that she was taken from her parents by the Emperor. Yeah. Well, I thought, well, that gives me carte blanche. I mean, I can do whatever I want. You know, there's nothing written about it. So I created the character, my character, Othar Jade, Petra Jade, her mother. Her aunt is Dishara Jade, or Dishara Shan. This actually spans a lot. There's so much I can go into. There's so much backstory that you guys don't know, that even the cast and crew don't know. Petra's maiden name is Shan, which harkens back to the Old Republic.
Yeah.
She is a direct descendant of Revan. And I actually referenced that in the film, that she tells the story in the film. They're in a shuttle, which I have to build the cockpit for, which is going to be expensive. It's funny, I've got to spend $3,000 or $4,000, possibly as much as $5,000, to build a spaceship cockpit that I'm only going to use for 3 minutes in the film.
Yeah. And I brought up this situation where, like, doing miniature sets would also be very a cost, you know, it would cost less. And I feel even George Lucas but yeah, what were you saying?
How do I put actors in a miniature set?
That's the beauty of 2019 technology. You take a green screen and blue screen and you morph it into.
Oh, I know that. It looks cheesy. I'd rather use practical whenever possible. You know,
cheesy depending on how you film it. I've seen fan films for Blade Runner made of junk, and it looks phenomenal at times. And the whole Lord of the Rings trilogy was done with miniature sets. You know?
Oh, yeah. No, I know it can be done. And, you know, if I had, you know, Lucasfilm artists and CGI people that could pull it off. Yeah, absolutely. But I'm not, I'm working with great people. Don't get me wrong. My people are really good.
Absolutely. Yeah.
as you could see by the trailer we
Oh
did.
yeah, and the color grading, I must say, has been an improvement compared to
Oh
the very
yes.
first trailer. And I have
Well,
many words.
it's a work in
Exactly.
progress. I mean, what people don't understand is they're seeing trailers that we're doing as this thing evolves.
Yeah.
The final film is going to look even better.
Yeah.
You know,
Well,
right now, like I said, it's a work in progress.
yeah, movies release trailers and it doesn't always look as good as the movie that comes out. I mean, you look at Sonic the Hedgehog and their trailer was trash, and was another like Venom, and the movie was half decent. So, it's all about the process.
What's interesting is when we shoot, sometimes we shoot things intentionally, and these are Easter eggs that people are going to notice when they watch the film. We're putting stuff in the trailers that's not going to be in the film because it adds backstory, but it's not really relevant to the film. I don't want to make a 4 or 5 hour film. So I'm putting these little things in the trailer so when people go back after they've seen the film and they look at the trailer, they're like, well, that scene wasn't in there. But that's interesting because that adds a whole new light to this certain character, and it's going to be really cool.
So, is there anything else you would love to talk about the movie that you're making? Like,
Well, the evolution.
I hear that there's like things if people donate, they get mentions in IMDb and all that.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of different perks we've got on our fundraiser page. I can send you a link if you can put it in the show notes or whatever so that they
Yeah,
can go to it.
absolutely.
But on our fundraiser page, you can actually purchase links or purchase perks that are really cool. There's a VIP perk that is really, I'm surprised people are not jumping on this more than they are. They probably don't realize what they're getting in return. But for $10, they can get access to a private VIP group on Facebook. And it doesn't sound like a lot on the surface, but they're going to get not only behind the scenes videos, behind the scene pictures that no one else is going to get to see. They're going to get to interact with the cast and crew, ask them questions, talk to them, and in comments and stuff like that for different things, because the cast and crew are on that page. You should be on that page as well, I believe.
Yeah, I believe I am. As
And
a producer,
I'm
actually, I
sorry.
think. As a
Yes,
producer, I think. Yeah.
and not only do they, like I said, get to interact with the cast and crew, they get behind the scenes pictures and videos, but they get early releases of everything that we do. If we release a trailer, I released it on the VIP page days before I release it to the public. When the film comes out, they're going to get to see the film probably a month before everybody else. You know, so they're going to get all of these things that they could get for 10 bucks. You know, 10 bucks ain't going to make or break anybody, but it can mean a difference to us. I mean, if we got, 1,000 people to donate 10 bucks, that's $10,000. That goes a
Exactly.
long way to that goes a long way to costumes and props, let me tell you.
Yeah. It's no more than like dishing out $10 for your favorite YouTuber or, on Patreon. So,
Exactly.
yeah.
And the other perks are they could purchase a walk-on role if they live in North Carolina or anywhere near North Carolina where they could get here and get on set. They could purchase walk-on roles. If they purchase, there's one role that they could purchase where they can actually get lines and speaking dialogue, so I can add them in for a character that I have. Because I have intentionally not cast those characters yet, because I haven't gotten one, I haven't gotten to that scene yet, but I haven't cast those characters that I'm holding them in reserve for people that do purchase the walk-on speaking role, and then they get to be in the film with dialogue. They can also purchase, producer, executive producer roles, and that's all on IMDb and in the film credit. And if nothing else, if they just want to donate, it goes a long way, like I said, to making this thing. We're going to do a huge PSA at the end of the film, like after the credits are over. You know how on at the end of like Marvel films, they have like a scene at the end of the credits.
Post-credit,
We're going to have some, post-credit scene. We're going to do something very similar to that, where we're going to have the entire cast and crew in front of a green screen with a space background, and we're going to talk about childhood cancer. We're going to talk about how they can make a difference, how they need to get involved and donate to St. Jude's Children's Hospital and Make-A-Wish Foundation, and And we can put an end to childhood cancer awareness within our generation if we really all just pull together and get this done, because it's not fair. Kids should not have to suffer like that. I mean, with today's medical technology, that should not be even a factor anymore.
Absolutely.
And I put that in the film. I actually wrote in a scene for that that's going to really impact that. Mara Jade in our film, our version of Mara Jade's origin, she has a younger brother, and it's going to be a very powerful scene. I mean, it's going to be a tearjerker. People are going to be crying when they
Yes.
see this.
And
I'm going to
this
be
is
crying.
obviously before she meets Luke Skywalker and, you know.
Way before. She's a
Yeah,
child.
way
She's
back.
a child.
Yes.
She's like 7 or 8 years old at this point. And her brother is dying of cancer. Well, they're on this backwater planet and he dies. And the parents, of course, are a wreck. I mean, I'm going to be crying in the film. The
Yeah.
mother, Emily Gomez, she's going to be crying. And little Mara's sitting by the campfire outside their home, and she's watching her parents argue over this. And they have this, and this is a spoiler. I'm going to give you guys a little
Yeah,
spoiler.
a little tease.
They have this massive, like, debate right in front of their daughter. Parents shouldn't fight in front of their kids, but they
Yes.
do. They learn as they go.
Yeah.
And my character's like, I should have known. I was a Jedi master. I should have known. They have a cure on Coruscant. How could I have not seen this coming? And he's just distraught, and he's blaming himself, and she's trying to reassure him, there's nothing you could have done, Othar. And he's like, no, I should have seen this coming. And Mara looks up. This is her beginning of the fall to the dark side. She looks up from the campfire at her parents with such hatred in her eyes because she's blaming them for the death of her brother. And that's going to drive home the whole cancer thing, because he dies of brain cancer.
Yeah.
And
Oh.
like I said, they had a cure on Coruscant, but they weren't on Coruscant. And he even says, when his child's about to die, he says, I'll steal a ship, hire a ship, anything. And the nurse says, it's too late. There's nothing we can do now. And of course, that just wrecks him,
Yes. In the trailer, you have a shot of battle droids. So,
Yeah.
is there a connection to, say, the Clone Wars and
Well, yeah, because this,
the
absolutely, this film will span 20 years in scope. It
Yes.
starts off between the episodes of 2 and 3. So yes, there are
So
Clone
there
Wars in
will
the beginning,
be
because
stormtroopers and clones and all that, or
all of it, because it spans 20
okay.
years. When the movie first starts out, you're meeting her parents. She's not even born yet.
Yeah.
And so it happens during, like I said, between episode 2 and 3. They are summarily ejected from the Jedi Order, and then they go to Takodana, of all places, a backward,
Yeah.
little pirate planet,
Yeah.
and they live out the rest of their lives, as fugitives, basically. And of course, while they're gone, the Emperor takes over. The Empire, as comes into power. And by the end of the film, we're right around between episode 3 and 4.
I know a lot of our expanded universe fans would like to know. Would it fit more in Legends continuity, or would it fit more into the new Disney canon lore, do you think?
Well, I have to be careful with canon, because this is not canon. This is
Yes,
Legends.
obviously, this is.
You know,
But
Mara Jade
Legends
is not a
also,
canon character
yes.
yet.
Yet, obviously. But Legends does have a continuity that a lot of the expanded universe fans like the example you gave, the lightsaber. A lot of these fans will notice these small little details, and I think,
Yes.
yeah.
Yes. Well, the lightsaber for Mara Jade, I have to order it from, I believe, Saber Forge has it, or Ultra Sabers. I think it's Ultra Sabers, and it's right around $400 or $500 just for that saber. And a lot of my cast and crew, we were just having a debate in the cast and crew chat, and he was like, "Well, just get any kind of saber. You can get a saber from Walmart, and we can modify it in post, and that's fine. We possibly could, but why not be authentic?" You know, why not get the actual saber and have her holding that in her hand so that when she force pulls the saber into her hand, you see that hilt. And people, believe it or not, the like you said, the expanded universe fans are going to go, oh my God, that's really her saber, you know. I want to have it as authentic as possible, and I'm trying to do this with as much practical effects as possible and as least amount of CGI as possible. Not because we're being lazy, but because I want this to have a Return of the Jedi look.
So a lot more practical effects. That was my next question, if there were going to be a lot more practical effects than CGI.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm trying to do as much practical effects as possible. We're even doing our spaceships old school. Like, we're not going to digitally do our spaceships. We're going to shoot them in miniature on blue screen, and we're going to put them in the film, you know, old school, like they did. Now, granted, we don't have to paint it on film like Lucas did originally, but we're still going to use, you know, practical ships rather than using CGI.
I think that's phenomenal to do. You mentioned that it goes towards the childhood cancer and all that, but also the actress who plays Mara Jade in the, you know, the Lucasfilm magazine covers and all that. Shannon, I think her
Shannon,
last
yes.
name.
I've talked to Shannon.
She's also been fighting cancer since 2015.
Yes. Well, I've been talking to Shannon, and she and I have become friends, and if her health is. If she's able to do it health wise, I'm going to have a cameo of Shannon in this film.
Oh.
Not as Mara, not as Mara, but she will be in this film. And, you know, it's going to be very interesting to put her in.
That would make a lot of Expanded Universe fans happy, I believe.
I especially want her in the PSA at the end of the film. She will be in the PSA. If I have to go to her house and shoot it there and green screen her in, I will do it, you know, but definitely. I want Shannon to be a part of this. I've offered her an executive producer credit, and she has yet to get back to me on that, but I'm sure she'll take us up on that. And so she is definitely involved in this.
So, is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap this up, maybe?
No, that's about all I can say without any other spoilers. I think I've given away a lot. Your fans, your followers are going to get a lot of things now that they would normally never get unless they join the VIP group.
Yes, obviously. And of course, you can find the VIP if you donate to the, you know, the Patreon or,
to the fundraiser,
The fundraiser, I couldn't find the word. Sorry, but yeah,
it's actually spelled FUNDRAZR. It's a fundraiser group. It's very similar to Kickstarter and stuff like that.
So thank you for coming on and doing this interview. I will be taking clips of this, obviously, and making, because you know the first bit of the live stream has been kind of slow, so I'll be condensing it down to a full interview. So
I'd like a copy of it. I'll post it
on
our Facebook
absolutely
page.
I'll be doing that. So thank you for coming on, and we'll see you in the next one.
Alrighty. I don't know how to get out of this thing.
Oh, don't worry. I'll just end the broadcast that way.
Again, you just listened to a good interview, hopefully. We're hoping that we can do more of these for the upcoming, you know,
episodes of season 2. We're definitely changing things around here and making things a little bit more, you know, streamlined and having a format, you know, for the podcast. You could almost call season 1 a learning curve, and me figuring out the, you know, how to do a podcast and all that.
And despite my haters not liking that I do these podcasts, this is my job now. This is how I'm gonna get paid. And if people don't like it, then they don't have to listen. That's the thing. I mean, they don't like my opinions, so be it, you know? But I need to be honest, and I can't be shilling for some company because, you know, if I don't like a movie, or I don't like a TV show, or I don't like whatever, I'm just gonna say it. I'm gonna come out and say it. And a lot of people don't like that. They want everything to go like sheep. They want, you know, everything to be a factory, basically, at the end of the day. They want everyone to have the same opinions. And that's why you have, like, YouTube going through this whole censorship thing with the COPPA. At the end of the day, they want to censor your opinion. They want to silence you. When I ran the page, Star Wars Jedi Fans Unleashed, which is now currently called Star Warriors Nexus, I did fall into that trap of wanting to censor people, and I wasn't comfortable at the end of the day of doing that. And a lot of people didn't like that either. But, you know, a lot more people are open with you when you're honest with your opinions. And I noticed after I stopped, you know, praising the movies that I didn't really like, a lot of more people actually wanted to listen to what I had to say. Of course, you always have those one or two people that always want to hate on you, no matter what you do, because you're being more successful than them. While they sit around and work day after day and, you know, piling up student debts and all that shit, you know? That's the world we live in now. Whether or not you want to admit it, are there environmental problems in the world? Maybe. Sure. You know? But it's all not going to happen overnight, despite what people say. Like, give a few decades, sure. It's not, certainly not going to have it happen in 2025. And, you know, these are things that, instead of talking about it, you really have to put, what's the word I'm looking for, put your money where your mouth is, basically.
But don't we all just miss the good old days before Disney's SJW Star Wars ways? Hooray.
And we're back. So, we're going to be doing a lot more live streams. And we're going to be using a lot more clips from those live streams. So, that's something we'll be looking forward to doing for the podcast. I'm definitely going to be putting a lot more effort into these episodes. That's a thing. For my scripts, I'm gonna be doing a lot more point forms, so that way I can speak my mind a little bit more. I did notice that when I was just reading off a script that I wrote, it didn't feel real, and I didn't feel, you know, like something, you know, that someone would say. So I just wanted to keep it real, honestly. So whatever comes to my mind, I basically just say it, but in a structured type of sense, right? But yeah, it's definitely going to be a focus, though. And we're hoping also to get more people that I know who are into movies and TV shows and all that stuff. And we're looking into getting them onto the podcast whenever we do our little shows with the main cast, you know, Bill the Mod and Huckleberry. Whenever we get those guys on, we're going to be looking into trying to get a third party in there somewhere. Hopefully. I could talk a few other things, but overall, I think that's basically what this episode was about, was that interview. And I wanted it to be really special, I guess, because it's a serious topic on top of the fan film, you know. You know, childhood cancer affects a lot of people more than most would assume, so it's a good cause too. So if you want to check that out, I did upload the interview, just a solo interview, on the channels, and there should be a link in the description, but hopefully there'll be a link here too. I think you'll all enjoy it. There's definitely perks, and like I said, in the interview there, I think you'll enjoy it. But yeah.
If you want to listen to more episodes of the CJH podcast, there's a link in the description. We'll see you there.
And as always, see you in the next one.
I am a pirate. I look out for only myself. When I heard the princess was in danger, I wouldn't go and save her until I found out her wealth. But she saw right through me, knew there was more to me than just money. And she had lots of spirit, it was hard to ignore it. Think her and a guy like me little by little she wears me down. I was an outlaw, but look at me now. I fight the good fight right by her side. I am a general, but I don't know how. 'Cause sometimes I think I'm just better alone as some scruffy nerve herder scoundrel. But when we lock eyes, there ain't no thinking twice. She says I love you, I say I know. Now I'm a goner, decoration hung up on a wall. But she won't let me off easy. She rushes to save me, and the trouble was all of my fault. Little by little she wears me down. I was as good as dead, but look at me now. We're falling in love while the empire falls and the Ewoks are dancing around. I love you, I say I know.